Plants in the travertine surface at Ehringsdorf.
What you have here is a general view of the most important kinds of plants found in the marshland at Ehringsdorf. The leaves and stems were exposed to calciferous water and thus preserved for posterity, for us today, a most fortuitous turn of affairs. For it allows us to imagine what the valley of the river Ilm looked like 230,000 years ago.
The marshy terrain was covered with reeds. On those sites that remained relatively dry, and at which these prehistoric humans chose to set up camp, were stands of willows, birch trees, and mountain oak, as well as grassy meadows. To augment the food supply in autumn, there was an abundance of wild apples, currant shrubs, rowan berries, Cornell cherries, and hazelnuts. Now, all these grew at the edges of the travertine marshland. There were also a few ash trees, elms, and lindens. Leading out from the travertine marsh was a park landscape with small mixed woodlands.